Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas, Behar, Bechukosai, Tavshin, Ayin, Zayin. The Torah tells us at the beginning of Parshas, Bechukosai, Perchavo, Pasuk Gimel, and Bechukosai, Teleichu, if you'll follow my commandments, Rashi says, Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah, that we should be Amel B'Torah, we should toil in Torah, toil in the learning of Torah. And with that, the next Pasuk Dal, tells us, V'nasati Gishmechem B'Yitam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to us that He will give rain in its time. That's a very obvious question. We know the Gemara tells us, Schar mitzvah b'hayal meleka. There is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. A person does a mitzvah, he doesn't get rewarded in this world. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim explained that we don't want to get rewarded for it in this world, because the schar for even one mitzvah outweighs any possible earthly reward that can be given here. So why is it that the Torah tells us that if you listen to the mitzvahs and you'll learn, you'll be amal b'Torah, v'nasati gishmeichem b'itam? What kind of schar is that? Kedushas Levi explains that the assumption of schar mitzvah b'hayal meleka applies over here as well. Why is that? Because the schar that we're going to get is not the schar of geshem, is not the schar of gashmius, is not going to be the schar of financial stability. The schar that we get is that because there will be financial stability, because we'll be able to have parnasa, we'll have the opportunity to do more mitzvahs with the resources we are given. Of course, the schar of gashmius is not a schar. Schar mitzvah b'hayal meleka. But what we're going to be able to do with that, that's the schar. And what is the expectation? The expectation is that we'll do more mitzvahs. The Mishnah tells us in Avos, schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The schar of doing a mitzvah is mitzvah. What does that mean? That is this idea that when a person does a mitzvah, it causes him to do another mitzvah. And the reward of doing that mitzvah is to continue doing good things. Quite often, a person finds that when he's in a rut, a spiritual rut, things unfortunately cascade. And that's, the Mishnah says as well, schar avera avera. But when a person does a mitzvah, schar mitzvah mitzvah, when we do one mitzvah and then another mitzvah, and we pull together, we rope together one mitzvah after the other, we're on a roll, so to speak, that continues. And where does that come from? That comes from doing the previous mitzvah. The previous mitzvah gives us the oomph and the strength and the motivation to continue doing the good things. And that is the schar. The schar is that if we're amal b'tayra, erbechu kaisa teleichu, we'll have the opportunity to do more and more mitzvahs. And Rashi says on the pasuk of Vasati Gishmechem Be'itam, that what does it mean, Be'itam, in their time? At a time when people do not go out of their houses. People didn't leave their houses in those days, Tuesday nights and Friday nights. Today, people do not go out. A person comes home, he has a suda, and he stays home for the rest of the night. We're not busy having to go from place to place, going to work, or whatever it is that person has to do. He's able to stay at home at night, he doesn't go out. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send the rain. Is this sachar? Sachar mitzvah b'hayal meleka? Is this a reward? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause that the rain is going to come when people don't go outside? Sfarim HaKadoshim explain along the same lines as what Reb Levi Yitzchak says. The sachar is not that the rain is going to come at convenient times for us. In a much more broader sense, the sachar is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the opportunity to not be distracted by us having to pursue earthly things. If we're going to keep the chukim, and we're going to keep the mitzvahs, and we're going to do what we're supposed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I promise you that you're not going to be distracted from doing those things. You'll be able to go to your panasa, you'll be able to do the earthly things that need to be done in order to carry out living in Olam Hazeh, but in a way where your learning and your asiyas ha-mitzvahs and the things that are important to us won't be distracted. And that's what the pasuk means, v'nasati gishmeichem b'itam. Not that we're going to have the rains in the proper time, and that's our schar, but that as a result of having the rains in the proper time, we will be able to do the things that really matter and not have time taken away from them by having to pursue mundane things. And that's the schar. The schar is that we'll be able, like we said earlier, schar mitzvah mitzvah. That the schar of being amal b'tayra, b'chu kaisa teleichu, will allow us to continue unabated and undisturbed to do the things that we really need to do. A good Shabbos.